Om.
Let you do it.
Dude.
Drifting off to sleep. Yeah. Oh, it's so soothing.
Thank you.
You should record an album or something, and that'd be fantastic.
Say it.
What, Carol? Carol's making hand gestures.
Don't hit the table. Lots of noise.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
Okay,
episode 8. Oh, my gosh. Bum, 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 bum. Guardians of the Geekery. Carol the Cat.
Hello.
Joy the Giddy Giga.
What?
Tiffany's not here. She is the tech trader. And not a traitor, but a trader, because she's in the financial biz. So she's not here, but
she's at work.
That's what's going on. She's working hard and could not make it. She really
hardly
wanted to
working.
Be here.
Whatever.
I met the Starnes Lord.
Yes.
Yes. Very special guest, Randall and Judy Cho from That Type Rocky Horror Shadowcast. Ta-da-ta-da! Welcome!
Yay!
Hello!
Hello!
And we're not going to give you a break. We're going to go right into the rapid fire respawn!
Brace yourselves!
I like that. No lube. Great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you have to answer in a word or a phrase. Opinion's not necessary. So what is Eddie's juvenile delinquency number?
270360 or 2?
I don't know. I was just gonna
24601.
Is Frank a pitcher or a catcher?
Pitcher.
Did you see what Glee did to RHPS? How did that make you feel? summarize how you felt when you saw the RHPS episode of Glee in one noise. You already did that. Okay. Deflated balls. Are you for or against?
Deflated after.
Who's prettier, Susan or Tim?
Tim.
What's the best thing to do with a ripped fishnet?
Use it for a restraint.
But it's ripped. Why exactly can't we touch the hair?
Because you don't want to mess up the look or the fantasy.
What is your favorite prop for Rocky Horror?
The giant inflatable penis.
Have you sustained an injury performing Rocky Horror?
Yes.
Yes.
From the giant inflatable penis?
No!
I had to follow up real quick. Okay.
Is underwear a necessary garment or a nuisance to the butt crack?
At the show, necessary garment.
Yes, we have alcohol, so.
What's your favorite toothpaste?
Aquafresh with pump action.
How does the existence of shock treatment affect your daily lives?
Occasionally I sing, oh, blender.
Riff Raff or Cosmo?
Riff Raff.
Nice.
Gold shorts or little black dress?
Gold shorts.
And if you were trapped on an island with a solar-powered iPad, what would be your favorite book?
Fletch.
Book is a Fletch. Okay. Movie?
Yeah, originally book. Yeah.
Obligatory Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Well played.
Song or album?
Song or album?
Don't know. Don't say song. Just tell us.
I'm going to say American Idiot for me.
Okay. I agree. Jesus is Suburbia. I can listen to that over
and
over.
Okay. And favorite game to play?
Board game or video game?
On a solar powered rechargeable iPad on an island.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say Pandemic for me.
I'll say The Room.
Okay. The Room.
The Room. Oh my God.
Congratulations. You survived.
Woo! Might I add, that is the best response we've had.
Yes, you actually had mostly one word. Yes.
Yeah, that was very good.
Yes,
yeah.
John Hartness failed quick. Miserably.
Well, it's John Hartness. I worked with him at Off Tryon many years, and a little chatty Cathy there. Love you, John.
Yes. But, you know, would that make you feel like you were trapped in a room and maybe want to have an exit strategy?
Oh, nice segue. Nice. Yeah, so we were telling y'all about this before. Apparently, it's a big thing in Europe and Asia is to be locked into a room, and you have 60 minutes to escape.
A lot of people call that prison,
by the way. Or a good time.
Are you with?
I know people that pay
for
this.
The fetish dungeon.
No, but it's the concept was that they had these puzzle games on iPads and stuff that you do in virtual reality, and they decided to bring it into the 3D world. And what they do is they have a bunch of puzzles in a room. You have to tear a room apart like Finders Keepers. I'm showing my age on making a Nickelodeon game show reference. But they put you in a room, give you a bunch of puzzles, and you have to figure them out, and they all eventually lead to a key that you can unlock the room in. And you have 60 minutes to do it, and they all have different sort of concepts and everything. Hmm. In the past 2 weeks, we've been in three different cities and done four different rooms. By happenstance.
You escaped because you're here.
Yes, we did.
Well, they're nice enough. They're nice enough to eventually let you out if you fail miserably, because we did do that a couple times as well. But no, it's really cool. The place.
How do you find it? A game like this.
You can basically, the big one that we saw was Escape the Room in New York. That's how we found out about it. And if you type in Escape the Room, basically in your city,
right?
They'll come up with there's a website, it's an escape directory, I think, and lists the states and the cities that have escape rooms in them.
And then the Charlotte's, the name of the company is Exit Strategy.
Yeah.
So go check them out. They've got two rooms, and they're a really fun. One's a 70s room. The other one is a...
Cabin in the Woods. Is the
title. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And
does something like that cost to do?
$25 per person.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And one room is only 6 people. The other is 8. So you can either bring your own people, or they'll match you up with whomever is signed up for that same time slot.
We were talking to the owners there, and they were really cool. They said... that they just opened, I think, at the end of September, and they're already having to move to a bigger facility to accommodate people.
Wow.
So they're going to open more rooms.
I think
they're going to have a total of 5.
Yeah, and then start cycling them.
Nice.
Yeah, go check them out. They were awesome. That was our Super Bowl Sunday activity.
Hey, more power to you.
That's right. You didn't watch all the commercials?
We did watch them, but I watched them online because I don't want to waste my time at the game.
Yes.
So...
It was actually an interesting game. At least the last 2 minutes were.
All I watched was Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders making the team seasons 8 and 9.
Why?
Because it was on.
You know, you have this thing called a DVD player that plays good movies.
That requires, more remotes than I want to deal with on my day off.
Oh, dear.
I know. But
just good eye candy.
Yeah. But before we get too far, tell us a little bit about what that type is, what you do, and what's coming up on Friday.
Oh, Judy. You.
Okay. We are That Type. We are the local Rocky Horror Picture Show Shadow Cast in Charlotte. We've been around for...
Coming up on 5 years.
It'll be 5 years next month.
Wow.
I didn't even realize it. Been a while. We're actually doing a lingerie night. We figured everybody gets to see us in our lingerie. So we figured the audience should come out and the cast should see them in their lingerie. So it'll be a good time, a little ramp up to Valentine's Day, you know.
Nice.
Make sure your outfit works.
Or for those people who it didn't work last year, it's another place to wear it.
But yeah, we perform at Cinnabar at the Arboretum on the first and third Fridays of every month. We're there every single month, all year long. We also do some extra shows during the year. We've been doing Con Carolinas.
Yes.
Yay! Ooh. And we did Mad Monster, actually, this last March. We actually performed with Pat Barry and Nell. They are awesome people.
Oh, wow.
That was fun. That was actually where I dislocated my thumb on the during the show. Thank goodness I was the only one that fell.
And she wasn't even technically in the show.
I know, right? Go figure. But yeah, come check it out. It's a good time. And Cinnabar Charlotte's a neat place.
We have alcohol. Let's just cut to the chase.
Yes,
we have alcohol. Oh, come Cinnabar's and get messed
awesome.
Up.
All three times.
Yeah, that's perfect.
And then what times do the shows start?
Oh, we start approximately 11:30. Depends on when we can get ramped up and get everything set up and kick Paddington out or whatever kid-friendly film they seem to stick in our theater.
10 o'clock at night.
Paddington. We've had plenty of times where we're sitting out in the lobby waiting for the movie to let out, and that weekend it's like some animated film, Paddington, Box Trolls, whatever's in there. Oh. All these families are coming out, and then we're all dressed in fishnets and corsets. Like, oh yeah, nothing wrong here.
If you only knew.
No.
And then, what's the cost for the game? for the show?
660. Used to be 666, but they stopped wanting to deal with pennies.
I understand. So definitely go check them out on Friday.
Yeah.
And you have different themes each time, right? Or you vary your themes throughout the year.
We try to. A lot of times we just have standard show, and then we'll announce like special themes. Like Halloween, we did a Walking Dead theme where we had all the everybody dress up as a Walking Dead character and play a part in the film.
That was fun.
It sounds confusing. Like, well, we had Lori as the criminologist, and she walked around and became pregnant Lori during halfway through the film.
Oh, man. The governor's daughter.
We try to tie in stuff with events that are going on in Charlotte. Like, we do superhero show at Heroes Con, an April Fool show on April 1st. What's the other ones that we've done?
We always do a Christmas theme show.
Talk Like a Pirate Day was Pirate Night. We've talked about doing the Rocky Horror Ninja Show where there's no actors on stage and you don't see them because they're ninjas. But,
thought people might feel chipped.
Love it.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's definitely a ball.
So, segue.
Yes.
Right. What?
Speaking of Game of Thrones, season 5 trailer?
There you go.
I think they played that in front of a movie one time. Yeah.
No. Well, you know, they did have the last two episodes that became that movie. There you go.
Yeah.
Connected.
That's tenuous. Let's go. Run.
So, yes, the season 5 trailer came out this week. It will be airing. The show starts back up in April. They're obviously moving well ahead in the plot line of the books. For those of you who saw it, you know, everything looks real pretty. Everybody looks real great. I don't want to give any real spoilers. The trailer didn't give any real spoilers, but it shows you all your favorite characters and where they are and what they're doing.
Before they die.
Before they... Well, I don't know, most of the characters they show are still alive in the books.
That's good.
That's a good sign.
I don't know about Jon Snow. Anyway, but to coupling with that was the announcement that book 6 will not be out this year at all. So somebody needs to poke George R. R. Martin with a stick. I wish I had known that. I would have.
Wait, don't do that. He'll kill somebody else off in the books.
Well, at least he'll be writing. I should have done that at Con Carolinas last year. Just like sold tickets to poke George with a stick to get him to write faster. But if that's not out this year, then the television show is going to pass what has been written. So he's either going to have to get with the producers and tell them what's happening, which I think he has already done. He's already told them the basic story and how it's going to end.
Otherwise, it could turn into True Blood, where they make up their own universe.
We'll do whatever.
We'll still call it True Blood. Just keep rolling with it.
Yeah. Oh, that angered me so much.
Yeah, I was like, what? That was
angered you, the show or the book?
Just the fact that the show became so way off from the books.
From the books.
Like, just it just like you were saying, a whole different universe. You're like, what?
So yeah, we'll see how Game of Thrones is going to continue into season 6 without a book 2 drawn.
That should be interesting. Speaking of True Blood, though, Eggs on True Blood, Macaad Brooks, has been announced as cast for Jimmy Olsen in the new Supergirl series. He's going to play the love interest for Supergirl. So Jimmy Olsen.
Wait a minute, Supergirl dated Jimmy Olsen?
Well.
No, never. No. Never.
I'm sorry, Jimmy Olsen's a bitch. Why would Supergirl go after that?
I don't know, because now
this is a cool actor. This is a cool actor now. So they're totally redoing it.
Supergirl.
Yeah.
But why they're saying he's going to play a potential love interest.
Why are you not flying in on George Clooney?
It's a CBS show. They do what they can.
Even in the comics, at one point, though, Supergirl got with Lex Luthor. I mean, at least he's a powerful guy.
Yeah, the clone of Lex Luthor with the red mane halfway down his back. Because it's the 90s, so... The mullet. The cloned mullet of Lex Luthor. Sorry.
You're right. He looked a lot like Aslan. So,
yeah, totally.
So, you know, speaking of other weird things happening in the DC universe.
weird one? Okay.
They've announced that the Joker will appear by the end of season one in Gotham.
They're going to start the Joker storyline.
It's going to be just a slight tap. I was just reading the most updated thing, so they're barely going to hint at it.
I have a feeling it's going to be after the credits, like little, oh look, the Joker.
Yeah. It's just going to be a playing card again or something.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to get y'all's opinion on this with Gotham. Do you think they're tearing through the Batman universe too quickly with this? I mean,
they are. I'm two shows behind now, and I guess this is two. I'll be three behind in a second if I don't watch it tonight, but. But yeah, so I'm a little bit behind, but I really think they should have renamed it the Penguin. And just featured all these other things. But yeah, I mean, they're just piling way too much on, and now they're already talking about Crane. Oh
really?
That's tonight. No.
That would be Sleepy Hollow. Scarecrow.
Yeah. He's on tonight, apparently, so in some form. And they already have the Riddler. You know, in the background, and I guess he's supposed to have spiraled out of control here this season, so it's...
I just kind of get weird. I just feel like they're going through it too quick. I mean, like, I appreciate, spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't watched it, but, like, the little nods to whatever that drug was that eventually becomes Venom. I mean, like, okay, yeah, that's cool, and I appreciate that, but the Penguin, which... I think, did y'all know that he was on Walking Dead, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And that they flew him down for the Terminus episode just to slit his throat and then put him on a plane and flew him back for Gotham.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. He's like, do you want me to do anything else? Like, nope, you're done. Get on the plane.
Go dye your hair black again. Bye.
Just want that boost real quick. Yeah.
But yeah, no, but I just feel that they're tearing through it so quickly that, and they're just trying to shoehorn as much as they can in without Bruce Wayne actually being Batman.
Yeah.
Well, and this makes no sense. They're going to have the Red Hood this season, which was originally the Joker in one timeline. It was his alter ego before, and I think in one of them he falls into the vat with the Red Hood. They kind of retcon that. So it's like, how can you be this far ahead? And I mean, because the kid's like 11 or Bruce Wayne.
Not even that. He's
maybe
like
10. But yeah. I mean, he's probably got like Anakin Skywalker age, where he like jumps like 10 years in a matter of 3 or something. Where it like it looks like a.
You know what would really fix Gotham? If they brought J.K. Simmons in.
Nice.
I am the queen.
You know,
he can fix anything
because they feel actors. Like no, it really Spider-Man's. Does feel like just based on what I've read, I've not watched Gotham, but based on what he said and what it's read, it just feels like it's like a slippery pile of magazines they're trying to get on top of, and all the pages are just sliding under their feet, so they just keep throwing more things on. So why not J.K. Simmons? And he could go, "We are farmers."
He's playing J. Jonah Jameson, and that's Marvel.
But no Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is Marvel.
But I thought Spider-Man couldn't be part of the Avengers, right?
Yes, but that's all Marvel,
I don't know.
We've had much worse segues. I've had much worse segues, so let's not pile on Joey for this one.
What would really be good? If we brought in Mark Twain. That would be really good.
I'll fix this. They need to bring in Perry White. There you go. I'll keep it DC.
Thank you.
And not Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh, that bastardization of a Superman film. That's like watching an independent Superman film. Yes. I just wanted to shoot myself. I kept saying, like, yes, please, land on the planet or the island of green kryptonite. Just get it over with.
Yeah.
Speaking of horrible, horrible Superman, Brandon Routh, who played Superman, is... no, he's actually good, but he's been in Arrow... And he's Ray Palmer.
Yes.
Are you watching this?
So, I have been following that. I don't know. I do have to say, WB is doing it right with their DC series. Like, intertwining Flash and Arrow has been really good. But
the Flash best series or what?
Hit the ground running.
Oh, Flash, yeah.
But it just kept, I mean, it has been.
It's just perfect.
It's perfect. Yeah. He's funny. I mean, he's got that wise Barry Allen-ass attitude. It's great. Oh, but Brandon Routh, like, I've actually enjoyed Brandon Routh on Arrow as Palmer becoming the Atom. I'm like, okay, I can't wait to see the suit.
They just revealed the pictures today.
Oh, they did?
I was just on Newsarama just like an hour ago, and the pictures are on there. Now they're actually talking about a spinoff show. But he's going to be on Arrow, and he's going to cross over a little bit into The Flash. So I think they're setting him up to, you know, if it tests well, those episodes do well, then there he is. He'll have his own show.
Well, see, and that's what I get. Why can DC do it right with their television series, but their movies suck?
I know. It's like, but,
now, you don't think Batman versus Superman is going to be just, like, stellar?
It will make a bajillion dollars, but it will not be stellar.
I agree.
It'll have some cool scenes because they'll rip it from some of the comics. That's all they'll do, but...
Wonder Woman will ever get her own movie?
No.
Oh my god.
No, but if they do, they'll announce the costume first, just like Supergirl.
Well, that's what they did with. Isn't she supposed to make an appearance in Batman vs. Superman?
Yes, she is.
Along with every other Justice member, just about.
Speaking of costumes and fitting the suit and the whole Brady Bunch reference, did you see that Greg Brady's now going to have his own reality TV show about his show in Branson? I know it's not on the script. It's totally off. This is not an intentional segue. It just popped up in my head. But when I was watching the Dallas Cheerboys Cowboys.
DC Comics.
Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders.
I think they're Gotham. Two episodes from now.
They should be on Gotham, yes.
I'm over that. Yeah, let's go.
I see the Dallas Cheerboys.
I do too.
This needs to happen.
I feel like this
could be a Rocky Horror show.
Right? I was just thinking, cheerleader version.
Yes. Well, you know, you do have, you know, the little gold pants boy. If you get a little cowboy outfit on him,
there
it
would
be
good.
Tie me up and make me tell the truth. Yes.
Okay, I'll do that.
If we do a cheerleader show, though, that'd be our actors putting more clothes on than they're already wearing.
So Valid point. We need to fix that really quickly. Yeah. This does not need to happen. I'm sorry.
And then...
I want to hear more about this Branson, the Greg Brady Branson show.
You know what's really funny is I've only been drinking water tonight, and my brain is worse than last week. So, Greg Brady is doing. It's called the Brady Branson Show or something like that, and it's about him doing a kind of Brady Bunch kind of. You know, Barry Williams has got his own little Branson Theater show that he's doing now, and getting to see all that. So I have to watch it now.
So do you think that he is one of Florence Henderson's friends with benefits?
I'm sorry, that visual was fantastic.
No, she actually did an interview this past week where she says that at 80 years old, she's just enjoying friends with benefits at this point.
I figured it was all those What's Cooking with Florence Henderson people.
I think she's got a
She's got that half-hour TV show where she shows you what's cooking. And
it's not
Peter,
in the kitchen, kids!
And little Peter made pork chops and applesauce. It's a thing. I'm just saying.
Little Peter.
Oh, she's got such Wessonality.
I am holding back on euphemisms.
Why? I told you this is an explicit podcast. So speaking of explicit, Ted 2 movie trailer coming back.
Oh yeah,
I can't wait.
I've never seen Ted 1, so.
Oh really?
I haven't either.
Got it.
But I will tell you that Ted 2, the trailer, involves a bookcase of spooge falling on Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, I need to search this when we get home.
And Tom Brady's golden penis.
Yes. Yeah, and he's like, I'm blinking my eyes. It's blinking in, not blinking out. That's what I'm saying. So
you've definitely got to say you have not lived until you see a teddy bear do it in Boston accent of a woman having an orgasm. Oh, harder, harder!
Stuff my face with Pepperidge Farm.
Wait a minute, my Teddy Ruxpin used to do that all the time.
Oh dear.
Oh dear.
Was it with the little caterpillar that you could like link together?
Yes.
And, okay.
Get them close together.
That's speaking of ants, I found a segue. So Agent Carter to appear in the Ant-Man Prelude comic You knew a little bit about this?
It was just an image, but apparently this is going to be Agent Carter, like in her 50s. She's got lots of gray hair, and this is only in the comic book, but it's going to be the prelude for the film, and she works with Hank Pym. So,
okay.
Basically, going to smack her around.
Yeah, because that sounds a little bit like Watchmen, right?
Well, no, you never.
Oh, that was in the comic. That was in the comic.
Hank Pym smacked his wife around quite a bit in the comics.
Yeah. But apparently what they're doing is they're setting up... Hank Pym was an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. back in the day in the Cold War.
A very small one.
A new...
Like the size of a Lego?
Yeah.
He's like, that's another
segue! That's a segue. You get the segue of the show award right there. That's a nice one.
And it's even Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Legos.
Yeah. Only it's 3,000 pieces for a mere $349.99.
You gotta build. Is that the hover?
It's the helicarrier.
The helicarrier.
You also get Iron Man, Captain America, Nick Fury, Hawkeye, Maria Hill.
Let's face it, they're not building this for kids anymore.
No. So. But I'm sitting there thinking, okay, as many Legos as you have put together, I mean, I assume it's about the size of the Star Destroyer Lego set. And
it's, would that be 31 inches by 17 inches.
Well, how can you move this thing? They fall apart!
As we learned last week, evidently in Seattle, Washington, they have things called Lego rooms, which we are evidently very, very far behind the times out here in North Carolina.
Ah, oh, yes.
So
it sounds like some like Japanese weird sexual fetish thing, a Lego room.
A Lego room? Just a bunch of legs.
No, you get barefooted and you watch some girl walk on Legos and just enjoy the pain. I don't know.
That's a fucking... I'm running with that.
I am not doing that.
My
Hobbit Lego sets are staying together. I'm just saying.
You don't want
to... You have to sleep Legos sometime.
Legolas Lego. I mean, Legolas Lego Legolas.
Now I'm going to have to put that on the podcast page. Thanks.
Are you going to tag Legolas Lego?
There's a meme, and it's like, first it's like, Legolas. Lego Legolas. Legless. Legolas. And then it's Legolas and Lego Lass or something like that.
Lego
Lego
Legolas. Lego
Legolas. You should do that as like a tongue twister for a theater warm-up.
Speaking of Lord of the Rings.
Speaking of Lord of the Rings.
Yes. You heard about this? The Texas fourth grader who got suspended for pretending to have one ring?
Rule them all. As he wished.
Here's the thing. I want to know what's going on in this teacher's head, because this is the third time this poor kid has been suspended, and he's only lived in Texas for 6 months.
Well, here's the thing. They found out he was from another state.
He's a kid who likes the Lord of the Rings in Texas. That's crime enough. Come on.
Well, I mean, he did bring an encyclopedia book into the classroom.
I know. How dare you bring that book of satanic knowledge? There's pregnant women in there. We don't want our people knowing about that. It sounds a lot like when I was trying to get my driver's license in South Carolina.
You told somebody you had a magic ring.
She tried to tiptoe in front of the line saying she was invisible.
I have my cloak of invisibility on.
I was accused of DWI, driving while Yankees. The guy was like, so I know that you are from, your driver's license here is from Massachusetts. I just want you to know that this is not Massachusetts, and how just because you got your license there does not mean that you will get it here. And he was right. I had to go back and take it a second time with a woman who was maybe a little more familiar with Massachusetts and liked her it just a little bit better.
There's no segue into anything
Look,
else
you should have just told him, like, I understand you can't spell it, but, you know, we'll just move on. You can just say I'm from another state.
Yeah. Just say Mass. Just say Mass. It's four letters.
Yeah. Speaking of Mass,
the live action.
Jeff Bridges. Jeff Bridges. Jeff Bridges is coming out. Has come out with a website and a spoken word album.
Jeff.com.
Yep. To help you go to sleep. And somebody actually posted an article about, I tried to fall asleep to Jeff Bridges, didn't happen. Now, Carol here has volunteered to sleep with Jeff Bridges. Yes. I don't think that's the same thing.
He can try and put me to sleep in any way, shape, or form he wants to.
That's a different website. It does require a credit card.
Sleeping with Jeff.
Now, did the person... was the person not able to fall asleep because he didn't have the rug to pull the room together?
That, yeah, it really makes it all right together, let me tell you.
It's just your opinion, man.
Just need some nihilists in the background chanting, you know.
Oh my gosh, you guys are really making this hard to segue.
Yeah, nihilists, come on. You can't segue to that? Come on,
Terminators are nihilists, there you go.
Dystopian future, there we go.
Speaking of dystopian futures, the Terminator Genesis trailer. It's been out for a little bit, but they've released a new cut of it, and kind of interesting.
I just want to see old Arnold shoot young Arnold.
What is the justification for having an old man Terminator? I mean, I'm glad
because he's not the governor anymore.
I know, but how do you say, like, oh yes, Cyberdyne wanted to blend into the geriatric population and start killing them?
This is the baby boomer generation. They're retiring now, so now he can play shuffleboard and get people that way.
Oh my god, just this vigil of the red eye.
That's
that you see in the movie.
Playing Lethal Shuffleboard too.
I just got this
Joe Pesci going,
I just got this image in my head of like the shot that they have with the Terminator's eye when it's all red and it's at the target and he's using like the little shuffleboard thing to target his eye to target all that.
He's cheating again.
That damn Terminator. Oh. I don't like playing with
it. Speaking about old age and killing mockingbirds. trying. Really tried.
Harper Lee said she'd be
points.
Points.
So Harper Lee broke the internet today. Came out that she is going to release a second novel. Actually, this novel was written before To Kill a Mockingbird, and actually it was the flashback scenes from this book, Ghost at a Watchman, that created To Kill a Mockingbird in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I went to Jezebel.com, came out. Their concern is the fact that this announcement comes less than 3 months after the death of Harper Lee's sister, who was her lawyer, and adamantly defended her. A little concerned. And the fact that Harper Lee herself suffered a stroke in 2007, maybe not being of sound will and mind, just they say she tends to sign whatever's put in front of her. You know, that her lawyer may not be with her best interests in heart. But I do think it's interesting, the fact, I want to go back to, and so that's interesting, but I want to go back to the original part of it, was the fact that this Ghost at a Watchman is actually set in the 1960s, and it was written in the 1960s. And the publisher actually, you know, advised her to take the flashback scenes and make that a book instead. And I did watch The Help this weekend a couple times again. I've seen it and read the book and stuff like that. And it just made me think about some of the controversy that probably was surrounding this book in the 60s, that if she had published a book about the 60s in the 60s when all of this desegregation and all of that was really still in a very tense phase. I mean, granted, it's still going on now, but certainly not to the extent that it was in the 1960s. I just wonder if that publisher talked her out of it the first time, because what was in there was a little bit too controversial for the times.
But To Kill a Mockingbird was censored.
Still. But at least it was the past and not the present. So, just interesting. But definitely broke the internet. And interesting to see what's going to be coming up as we go. Yeah, I will, just to read it.
Yeah.
Just hope that the hand that helped edit the first time, I mean, obviously, that's just, you're not going to have that same kind of impact that you do now. I just would hate for her legacy, which is so strong, to get ruined by something that kind of got forced out because her sister died and wasn't there to protect her anymore. But her sister was 100 when she died.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it... I can absolutely see why a lawyer would do a cash grab for something like this, because it's Harper Lee, and she's created a seminal piece of work that every kid is forced to read at some point in their life. but it's a good book, and it should be read. I'm just being funny. But I had a point, and I completely lost it, but... I think it'll in the long run it'll be okay, because she originally said that she wrote To Kill a Mockingbird as a love letter to her father.
Right.
And that's why she never really continued on. And she's like, she said what she said she needed to in that book and was done. So, you know, maybe this will give us more, open up more to what that book was about by seeing this, to Catch a Watchman. So.
Yes. Ghost Set a Watchman.
Yes, Ghost Set a Watchman.
Yeah.
Catch a Watchman. That would go back.
Watchmen, oh my gosh,
you're writing a Watchmen sequel. Yeah, let's not do that. But talking about sequels, Star Wars has announced today that Felicity Jones is in serious... First they said that she was cast in a Star Wars standalone film. CNN just reported a couple hours ago that she is set to possibly play. So they've taken a step back. But you know, CNN being the news tends to be very super uber cautious about what wording they use. They're not
except when they're doing political announcements.
Let's just throw it out the wall and see if it sticks.
That's different. So that movie is set to come out a year and a half from now, like 2 years from now.
It's the next one. It's a year from now.
December 16th, 2016. Yeah.
And it's going to be in 3D. They've already said that. Oh, and it's the Godzilla director,
is it Gareth have Edwards. Flair?
So is he going to Gareth Edwards. Us? The Godzilla director? So is he going to tease us? It's like, no, you can't see that bad guy, sorry. Or you can't see the Force or this Jedi, sorry.
You'll hear Darth Vader breathing for half the film.
And then, you know, pan away.
And then you'll find out it's just an asthmatic kid on the ship.
Kid on iron lung. Oh, bastard.
It's the boy in the plastic bubble. It's John Travolta in the corner.
did they say which Star Wars spinoff it was supposed to be? No, they don't know anything.
No, but it's supposed to go back. The rumor is this standalone film and the other standalone film that comes out after that are going to be like Han and Luke and Leia before Star Wars. So it could be.
I knew one of them was supposed to be on Boba Fett. So, or in the,
one I of don't the think Felicity Jones is going to be Boba Fett.
Well, I agree, but I didn't know she'd be like, I don't know, the one I forgot. Boba Fett's actually a clone, so never mind.
Thank you, George Lucas.
Yeah,
maybe they'll just retcon the first three
episodes. Speaking of characters that we don't know, Carrie Ann Moss was announced this week that she's going to join the cast of AKA Jessica Jones.
As an unnamed character.
And one of the tongue-in-cheek articles that I read saying, we've searched the Marvel comic universe. We can't find a character called unnamed character. So we don't know who she's going to be. She's not Jessica Jones. She's not Purple Man, which is starring David Tennant. But for those of you who didn't listen to last week's podcast, shame on you. AKA Jessica Jones. Jessica Jones is a character who had a short-lived superhero career and now is spending the rest of her life researching these supernatural happenings. So, set to come out sometime soon. But interesting. Carrie Ann Moss, of course, having been in Matrix 1, 2, and 3.
I think just she'll one. Probably...
Just don't watch 2 and 3.
Well, she was in them. I didn't say to watch them.
I think she'll probably play one of the Spider-Woman characters because they were prevalent in the comic book this was based on called Alias, which was the Max line of Marvel, which was really a mature line. And basically, it was very mature. One of the issues had her wanting to punish herself, so she gets drunk, knocks on Luke Cage's door, and he ravages her doggy style.
I hope that's a crossover.
That was a whole issue.
I will not be linking that on the website.
The image is pretty famous because the big debate was it was doggy style, but was it
a great? Now
which hole was it?
Which hole? Yes.
I'm to put it mildly, the Bloodhound Gang for the rest of the day.
It broke the internet back in the day when you could actually break the internet, and it really did.
Luke Cage is supposed to be coming as a Netflix series, correct?
Yes. Later in the comics, Luke Cage and Jessica Jones marry, and they have a child. So,
oh, okay.
Not from that incident, but yeah, not from that incident because that would have solved the whole debate. But.
Geeks debate.
Yeah, so it was good times. Good times.
This is like is a things thing made of orange rock as well.
Things that are being debated are what's going on with the Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, nobody knows the storyline, but it is set in Victorian England because they got pretty costumes. Yes, photos were leaked online of Martin Freeman and Benedict Cumberbatch in costume. Mm. Both look yummy. There were also other pictures leaked that actually, like, spoilers.
Yes.
Big spoilers. Yes. So, you can Google those and find them and spoil.
Or you can go to our website.
Yeah, because
I will give
it.
You a link, because that's how I wrote.
But nobody really knows what the storyline is, but it's set in Victorian England.
Or parts of it.
Parts of it.
They're saying maybe it's a flashback, or maybe it's a Doctor Who episode crossover.
Oh, no.
They wish.
Hulak, yeah.
They wish. Yeah. Some fanboys slash fiction.
Is it Hulak? Lockshire.
Doctor
Who.
I haven't seen any of the episodes with the latest Doctor, so I kind of hope it wouldn't beat this Doctor. I was hoping for Smith or Tennant or even Eccleston.
That's so funny. And then, of course, the last thing, which we're not going to try to segue to, it's just the last thing on our list. Nathan Fillion is going to be appearing on the February 19th episode of Big Bang Theory. Ooh.
Is he playing just Nathan Fillion?
He is playing Nathan Fillion, which I love, because I have to tell you, he's like one of my favorite people to see at Dragon Con. He's very tongue-in-cheek. He's just there.
Even when he's not there, he's there. Because he'll call people while they're on panels.
Yes. And, of course, you know, he's not the first big celebrity to appear as themselves. Summer Glau was on there as Summer Glau on the famous train scene. And then
Stan Lee.
Carrie Fisher. Leonard Nimoy. Yeah. One of my favorite episodes of Big Bang Theory is when Sheldon gets the napkin signed by Leonard Nimoy.
Can I make my own?
He comes out with all the baskets. I just want to go. And then he's like, I don't know how to do this. I was just like, oh my god.
That is not the last thing on our list.
Oh, you have something.
No, there's a live action Titans cast revealed that we didn't know.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, we went across that one. You're right.
Yes, live action Titans cast. They haven't revealed the actors, but thank God they didn't start off with the costumes like Supergirl.
Is this like Teen Titans, only they dropped the teen?
Yes.
Yes, but they just announced
it's not
today.
The comic, yeah. The cartoon version.
Okay,
it's
so
not
it
the sillier one.
Because I love the cartoon.
I love the cartoon one too.
Yeah. Well, that was based on a more serious comic book, though, with George Perez and Marv Wolfman back in the 80s, so it was. So it's based, that whole thing was based on this, so I think it'll be closer to tone to that, but they just.
No.
They were going to do Nightwing, but they've revealed that they're going to start off
with Robin.
As Robin, and he's just split up with Batman, and he's being a detective.
Yeah.
And then he gets cold because he moves to Chicago, and then he decides to get long pants. Yeah. And that's when he becomes Nightwing. And that's almost really what happened in the comic book. He went to the Antarctic, and he's like, goodbye, Robin, and he throws the costume away, and everybody thinks he's quitting. And then he shows up in this blue and yellow sequence jumpsuit thing with a huge collar.
It's John Heder.
Because it was in the 80s. It was hysterical. So.
You remember John Heder?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm thinking Napoleon Dynamite is Nightwing.
I'm just thinking Elvis
impersonator. Very close. The collar really was.
What was the John Heder, Will Ferrell movie? Where they were
Blades of Glory.
Yes. Yes, blue sparkle sequence.
Yep.
Katy Perry's outfit from the Super Bowl.
That would require me watching it. As we've already discussed, I was watching DCC.
Yeah. Okay. But so. Starfire, Raven, Oracle, which is kind of interesting.
No, they said it's not going to be Oracle. It's going to be Barbara Gordon in a wheelchair, Oracle. But not Oracle.
What's the point?
That's and she's going to be the hair hacker, but it's not going to be the title. I know.
Okay, Barbara.
I know. I'm just saying.
She is
Hawk and Dove. But
oh my goodness!
It's not like Oracle signed off to another series or something. Come on.
This just in on the Twitter feed. Oracle, the origin, premiering on the CW is a web series. Just coming out. Yeah, just a web series though.
Okay. Again, this is a podcast. They don't see your hand to the ear.
That was really just to help me. That was just to help me.
I have totally not made air quotes once this entire podcast.
Oh,
like Edward R. Murray. Oh.
Yeah. But this is just in. For those of you who participated in last week's contest, Bob Bashir is actually on the internet, the interwebs, with us now. And last week's contest was that you had to name the burrito that Bob Bashir from Alter Id. Sorry, Bob. That I don't know why I'm yelling like he's going to hear me across the interwebs. most like to eat, and our winner this week. Dun, 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 dun. Bernie Gunder with bacon. Ooh. You have won 2 tickets to an upcoming Robot Johnson show.
Wow.
And a download of Alter Id's songs. And I do have that code, so I'll be sending that out to you and giving you the 2 golden tickets. Yeah. And speaking of contests, for this week's contest, we have a pair of passes to Cinnabar. You cannot use them for the Rocky Horror Picture Show, but you can use them for any other show that's not the first weekend release. And that is a fabulous prize.
Yes.
If you haven't been to Cinnabar, please get one of their milkshakes. They're so awesome. And they serve alcohol, too. But, you know,
milkshakes. They have alcoholic milkshakes, too.
Yes, they do. Judy and Randall, this is the portion of the show where you have to come up with a contest, and please make it simple, because we're a new make podcast. It simple.
Step 2. All right, we go.
Okay.
We you might can have give them a word or phrase that maybe they have to post on the Facebook page. Like something about Rocky Horror, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Where they could have many different opinions, and you guys can just pick the best answer or something. I don't know. Or randomly choose at random. This is the part of the podcast where we have a moment of silence while the brains.
Best celebrity
girl from Ipanema.
Okay, I got. How about this one? The most recent news in Rocky Horror is that shock treatment is being brought to the stage in London. So, do you think this should happen or shouldn't, and why?
Okay. Ooh. Shock treatment. Yes or no, and why? Okay, you heard it here first. We'll be linking it on the Charlotte Geeks page, as well as Guardians of the Geekery. Or you can email us your answer at info@guardiansofthegeekery.com. Deadline will be 6 o'clock of next Wednesday's podcast. Next Wednesday's podcast will actually feature John Dondera. And perhaps others. We're going to be talking about the new fan film for Doctor Who called Lucky 13. Hmm. And that about wraps up what I have to say on paper. Carol?
I think we're done.
You done?
We're okay. Done.
Carol's done.
Carol the cat. Randall?
First and third Friday, Cinnabar. For old people, yes, it's the movie theater at the Arboretum. So.
We have games with prizes. We do have some sponsors that you can get tattoos, piercings, and adult toys.
Yeah,
if you participate in our games. So come out and play some games with us.
And it would be good to know where that is, because it might be part of the quest for next this year's Geek Gala again.
Mm.
So then you'll know where it is. So
there you go.
Always a fun time.
Tiffany, you've been really quiet this episode.
Yes. But Tiffany actually knew something. What was the thing that she recommended that we talked
she
about?
She recommended
Big Bang Theory.
Nathan Fillion and Big Bang Theory. Yeah. Tiffany, it's just not the same when you're not here. So. All right.
Traitor.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.